En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Well, thank you so much to so many of you who have tweeted me at Sal Sports to let me know it is Regina, Saskatchewan, not Regina. I didn't know. I didn't know exactly how to pronounce it. I was on a radio station up in Saskatchewan with some Bills fans, the host of the Bills fan, and we're talking about, you know, the World Series and all of that too. And I didn't know when I said it which way it was. And I'm going to welcome in Tracy Wolfson right now. CBS Sports, always a pleasure to talk to Tracy. She's on the call this Sunday, Bills Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. in Orchard Park with Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Good morning. Always great to talk with you.
Hey, definitely not going there with what you guys were just talking about. So I'll let you decide how to pronounce
that
city.
That city, I totally get it. But I'm like, I didn't want to disrespect the city or anything like that. Apparently, this is Saskatchewan's capital, right? But it just goes to show you, Bills fans everywhere. And, of course, you've seen this evolution, Tracy. And we've been talking about the evolution of the rivalry, if you want to call it that, between the Chiefs and the Bills. And, you know, this just resonates so much. It's why you're here this weekend. It's why you and Jim and Tony have done so many of these games. What's it been like from your standpoint, from the outside, and then coming and watching – in Kansas City, in Buffalo, regular season playoffs, watching these two organizations go at it so often?
Yeah, you know, this will be our 10th time doing one of these matchups, whether it's in the regular season or the postseason. And, you know, I mean, every time you know it's a big game. And certainly before, you know, the schedule even comes out, that's the game we target. That's the game that CBS wants. That's the game we go over or we go after. And that regular season game, I mean, we always assume, which you can't, that they'll wind up meeting in the postseason and we'll get that one, although I think this year it could be different, right? But going into this one, you know, you just feel that energy. It's a big game. It's national everywhere. You know you're going to get two competitors that have history together. I was part of Brady rivalry, but not when Manning was with Indianapolis, more when he was with Denver, but, you know, it's very similar. You know, you look up, you know, to these games, they look up to each other. They, you know, and we know what entails every time these two teams come together. And every time we're in, whether it's Kansas City or Buffalo, you can feel it. The fans are into it. It's just a whole other level.
No doubt about that. And of course, this year, there's a little added bonus with the fact that this is the last scheduled Kansas City game inside this stadium, Highmark Stadium. You've been coming to this stadium for years. What are some of your thoughts about this stadium and the charm maybe of it, or how it is around the league with the fans being right on top of you and the atmosphere at Highmark Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. The fans in Buffalo, it doesn't get better than that. And honestly, Kansas City fans are just as into it and on top of you. They both have these college feel to it, which I started my career in the SEC. And when you walk into those environments and those stadiums, that's how you feel. They're, like you said, they're right on top of you. Now, certainly, you know, as a reporter that's on the field like you for 6 straight hours, you know, 7 straight hours, depending when we get there, you know, a dome would be really nice. you know, I mean, it's embracing the elements. It's what makes Buffalo, Buffalo. You know, I'm glad they opted not to do that. Certainly helps with home field advantage. But looking forward to experiencing the new stadium, but I'll miss this one because this one has, you know, a lot of uniqueness and charm to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, I'm glad you brought it up, you know, 7 hours on the field and what happens and the fact that it's not just, hey, as a reporter, as a sideline reporter, as a broadcaster, you don't just, you know, obviously show up and you're there for 3 hours. But let's kind of walk through your week. I don't know if I've ever asked you. I'd like you to kind of educate my listeners a little bit on what your week is like when you prepare for a national broadcast, when you know you're going to get this game, when you start preparing for it, and how that week shapes for you.
Yeah, I mean, I started kind of just like, you know, you're always watching both of these two teams, no matter what. So you're also, you know, following along, taking some notes, you know, maybe saving some articles you see that might be, you know, that's something that we might be able to use during these games, just to keep yourself up on it. You know, we haven't had Buffalo since the Jets game. We just had Kansas City, but it was against Oakland, so certainly different. For me, no matter whether it's a national game, a Super Bowl game, or just an interconference game, it doesn't matter, an inter, you know, league game, who cares? It's going to be still, you're going to go about your preparation exactly the same because you're just preparing for a game and you don't think about how many people are watching. Now, certainly you think about your audience and gearing it towards them a little bit more, but it's a national game, so you also have to gear it towards those that are just tuning in that maybe don't know a lot about the Chiefs or the Bills, or aren't following them week in and week out. You know, when you get those 1 o'clockers, certainly you're going to get more of those Chiefs-Bills fans watching, which is very rare. We would probably never have this game at a 1 o'clock game. But, you know, I think, you know, the preparation really starts. For me, I get so excited with the prep. I look forward to that. And I started on my red eye home from Denver on Sunday night, which is not really a red eye either. Ian Eagle calls it a pink eye, and he's so right. It's about 3.5 hours at the most. And so, you know, I started then, you know, you start reading a lot. I follow you and all the beat reporters at Buffalo and all the beat reporters at Kansas City, because you guys are the one with boots on the ground day in and day out and really know what's happening at where I've been dealing with, you know, another game the prior week. And so I've that's really what it is. It's just research, finding the stories, finding the angles. What are the key stats that you're going to be looking towards? And then we meet with the coaches. We meet with the players. You talk to players on the side. I'll talk to players during the week on my own on phone. And then we'll meet with the teams when we get in or via Zoom. This week we're going to have a little bit of a mix just because of people's schedules. You meet with coaches. You meet with the players, star players. And that's where you get so much of your information because we read about it a lot. But we also just don't want to regurgitate what someone else is writing. We want to follow up, hear it from the horse's mouth, really get what they have to say and if they can expand on anything. So when we're out there reporting, we can say, I spoke with Josh Allen and he told me this. And so that's really what it looks like. We'll go to dinner and can't wait. We've got a great dinner lined up in Buffalo, always.
Always.
And then Saturday, we'll do the same when Kansas City comes in, we'll meet with them. And then we'll have our production meeting, which always entails kind of prepping, you know, the opening of our show, what kind of video elements we'll use, graphics we'll use, what are our storylines we want to get into. And then, you know, you basically head out, like we talked about, 4 hours before the game and do some last-minute research, last-minute communication with people, maybe some hits for the studio show. We have our studio coming out this week, which is going to be awesome. And that's kind of what it is. It's like Groundhog Day. I do that basically every week. And it rarely changes. It doesn't even matter depending on the game.
Give me a storyline that you're interested in from the Buffalo angle this week and then one from the Kansas City angle that you've talked about, you've looked at, and you guys will be asking about.
Yeah, like I said.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But I'm definitely still working through everything. I think, you know, defensively for the Bills, I mean, that's kind of a topic of conversation yep. right now. Sifting through that and certainly read about, you know, Sean taking a little bit more of the play calling yep. recently. You know, the injuries on the defensive side of the ball, the defensive line, where it's at. You know, it's not an out-of-the-box story, but certainly a big storyline going into yes. the game. And in games like this, you're not finding the out-of-the-box stories because you're probably not going to have time to tell them. If it right. doesn't relate to the game specifically, if it doesn't relate to the storylines or the X's and O's, or then you're not, you know, you're probably not getting in. The game's going to just be too good. I always love to hear from each other, you know, from both teams, the rivalry, the importance. And I think this game in particular, because neither team is leading their division for the first yeah. time, there's a lot at stake there. And maybe a lot That's right. more at stake than ever before, because you go into those games and the mentality is we'll see them again. And I think in the post-game interview, always the quarterback, whether it's Josh or Patrick, is telling me that. I know usually, you know, Josh during these regular season games, but are telling me that they'll, you know, I'm sure we'll see each other again. We don't know, right? We have no idea. Yep. There's so many other players, more so than ever, in this race. So I think a conversation about that, certainly where the Chiefs are right now, clicking on all cylinders, they're having fun. They're getting yeah. back to where they were maybe even before Tyreek, right? Maybe even before this rivalry, you know, really took shape. I don't even know. Maybe the best, you know, maybe this is the most complete game team we've seen from the Chiefs. We'll hear it from them, you know, where they are right now at this point of the season. And so I think, you know, those are really two things that stand out. Certainly, you know, losing Pacheco, if he can't play, yeah. will hurt. But, you know, they can run the ball in other ways. So, you know, I think that's something they will have to exploit if they want to take advantage of Buffalo. And so those are a few kind of things that come, you know, right to the forefront of my mind. But to be honest, once you start talking to these coaches and players, really more comes out.
Yep.
Right. And you have so many storylines. I'm talking to Chris Jones later today. I always love to ask him and love to ask Vags, how do you get Josh down? Right. How do you tackle him? How do you bring him down? Because we know, especially in these games, he likes to take, you know, the whole team on his shoulders, and he's going to do whatever he can to win this game. And so, you know, number one is containing Josh Allen. And so I always love to hear from Spags and from, you know, Chris Jones. I think Mike Dana called him a lumberjack this week. You know, I mean, it's always great to hear the descriptions when it comes to Josh Allen.
Last one before I let you go. I appreciate your time. Big picture AFC. Indy's at the top. New England is up there. Denver's yeah. up there. It's not the same cast of characters we've been seeing the last few years with Buffalo and right. Baltimore and usually Cincinnati. What do you make of this AFC from what you've seen so far and how competitive it is?
It is absolutely wild. And you know the crazy thing? We have yet to see Indy or New England. So
wow.
We are going into November, and the two top teams in the AFC we have yet to see, which just goes to show you they were not on our radar going into the year. And, you know, we've got them. We had the Baltimores and the Cincies and the Pittsburghs, which are still in the mix. We'll see what happens, right? And, of course, you guys and the Chiefs. And so we will see New England next week against Tampa Bay. It won't be an AFC matchup, but certainly will be a competitive matchup. It'll be great to kind of get a feel for this New England team. And there's a very good chance we've got that Indy-Kansas City game coming up, which will be a barometer of where both teams are at and how they, you know, maybe, you know, a preview of what we'll see in the playoffs. And so a lot could change. I mean, I think looking at Indy, they really have not had a difficult schedule. They have a much more difficult, maybe the third highest, most difficult schedule going forward. So to see, you know, if they can keep it up, I've been really impressed with Shane Steichen, what he's put together, Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, their offense looks explosive. And then certainly New England, Mike Vrabel, one of my favorite coaches to be around, really proud of what he's been able to do there. And we'll see them next week. So looking forward to that. This race is going to be awesome. It really is. I think there's a lot of unknowns, but I think a lot will ride on this game as well in terms of seeding down the stretch.
I'm curious, does tonight's game, like the result, let's say Baltimore, if Baltimore wins tonight against Miami, does that impact kind of what happens with you guys and your schedule and how CBS kind of treats what maybe happens over the next several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it always impacts it because we really just kind of know the next, you know, we always know our 425s, yep. But we have a Baltimore game coming up later on this season in Maryland, and I'm going to assume it's Pittsburgh. I don't really remember who they're playing because it's a little far away. It's, you know, end of November, but yes, right? If they lose to Miami, that could definitely change. There could be another, you know, matchup on that schedule that, you know, we could be seeing. I think maybe that same weekend might be Jacksonville Indy, which, okay. You know, when you think of market size, and I'm just speaking, you know, I don't know anything, but when you think of market size, you think, okay, that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game or whatever, whoever Baltimore's playing will probably get more, you know, more eyeballs. But that Jacksonville Indy game, because Jacksonville's still somewhat in the mix, could be really good too, right? So, yes. Yeah. Every game means something. Our 425s are basically set. Certainly there could be some mixing and matching. And it's not only us, by the way, right? You got Sunday night, you got Thursday night, you know, even Monday night. They can go and switch around. They got to give some advance notice, but they could switch things around and take something from us. So, you know, I do think we feel comfortable with where we're at the next few weeks, and we've got some incredible matchups coming up on CBS.
No doubt, including, obviously, Sunday, 4:25 p.m. on CBS. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, and the great Tracy Wolfson. Thanks a lot for your time. Now, listen, I know where I'm going every week. You don't, so, I mean, that's crazy that you do that. But I do know you're going to have a great dinner in Buffalo, no matter where you go, because you always do. And I know there's some great restaurants here. So enjoy your time here. Enjoy your dinner. And, obviously, we'll see you on the field for the game.
I have one question. What's the weather report?
Okay, that's great. So I will have... I will have Patrick Hammer on tomorrow. He's from our NBC affiliate here. He does the weather every Friday. But we were talking about it last week, and I've been looking. I think we're going to be between 45 and 50 degrees.
Okay.
Little slight chance of rain maybe, but I think we're going to be okay as far as precipitation, between 45 and 50 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
You'll take it, right?
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate it.
You got it. Now you know how to dress.
And
listen, if you don't bring the raincoat and it rains, I'm sorry then I gave you bad information. If it starts snowing, I definitely gave you bad information, but I think we're going to be okay.
You never know in Buffalo, though.
That's exactly right. Hey, great to talk to you, and I'll see you on Sunday on the field. Thank you.
See you there. Thanks. Goodbye.
All right, you got it. That is Tracy Wolfson, CBS. They have the game, and we're going to talk with Thad Brown, WROC-TV in Rochester, CBS Sports, coming up just a little while, 11 o'clock, right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.